Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Let's go to Ozzy and Woodridge, who's not a waste of time. What's up, Ozzy?
Just listening. Be careful with karma, Sean. I mean, Dart is going through the same thing Tua is, bro. So just be careful with, like, what you said right there about the Dolphins and backup quarterbacks, bro.
Thanks, bro.
And I didn't even want to talk about that, but that's kind of where you're headed if you're not careful with Dart.
Jameis is going to lead us to the promised land. Don't worry.
I'm just saying, of all the quarterbacks in history, Tua is the direct comp. McDaniel's direct comp to Daboll.
But you know what? I'll say this about Tua. Tua's healthy and playing.
But it's also different. Tua's getting knocked out, not trying to run. It's almost like accidental contusions.
Yeah.
They were
he falls like a rag doll. He doesn't know how to, like, fall and get, like, tackles. So.
Right.
He just goes ragdollish and smacks his head on the ground every time he gets back.
I think at least three of them were because his head hit the ground. One, because he tried to run through two defenders. I remember that one down in the goal area. But, no, you're right. You got to be careful with it, especially for if you're a quarterback.
Yeah, but already, Nick's come across, this is what I called about, a little bit of competition at the mecca of mediocrity, and now we start to see cracks in Tommy's latest fugazi gimmick, Rick's Knicks in 26. We got Rick keeping his son out there too long so he could pad the stats so that Rick could look better.
Ozzy.
And now we're starting.
A friendly reminder. Sorry, I know you're reading this off a napkin. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I am not. Off the top of the dome.
I have to remind you this every 2 months. It's not Little
Go
League.
For it.
Rick Brunson doesn't want his son, you know, batting, you know, first and hitting, you know, playing shortstop. Rick Brunson is an assistant coach. He doesn't have the stroke and the pull that you want. It's not Succession. It's not Little League. So I know you like this as your fan fiction as a member of the Coalition of Knick Haters. It is not accurate.
Thomas, this is reverse daddy ball, Thomas. He has his job only because his son is the best player on the team. And the knives are out, Thomas, just like they were with Tiz. And Rick is going to be the downfall. Rick's Knicks is 26 is going to be like a failure, just like with everything else with Positive Tommy. Do you guys want me to run down the list of all of Positive Tommy's failures?
Yeah, I'd be curious. What are his failures? Go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much. Last year's Knicks ended in dysfunction.
No biggie.
And absolute embarrassment.
Right.
Also, we have him calling the Mets.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Big Brother, solely because of the signing of Soto. And
no biggie.
They didn't even make the playoffs.
No biggie.
And here's another three, and this makes me sad, and it's kind of a little bit cryptic, but it is the truth. He said Neighbors has the ability to be best wide receiver in Giants history. He start dart train, and he also was all over Statue like white on rice, especially after Statue put on that jersey at MSG. And all three of those young athletes, and I wish them the best, got hurt.
No biggie.
The guys who escaped and are doing well are Hartenstein leaving Tommy's gimmick and winning a championship. And Tommy Cutlets being on a good team up in New England because they got away from positive Tommy.
Wow, that is, I'll tell you,
Ozzie. Poison pills.
Ozzie, that is quite a list. I may be able to add to that list.
Which is?
I got to play something for you.
Uh-oh.
And I told you, here at Evan and Tiki, we remember everything that we say.
Accountability is key.
And this one is interesting. This is not cut and dry. Like, I'm going to play it for you, and I think it's worthy of a discussion.
Okay.
So I'll set it up before we play it. But a while ago, months ago, Tommy's object of his affection was Luis Angel Acuna. Remember that?
Kind of.
Loved him.
Kind of
okay?
Gets blurred with Sidney Sweeney.
You were the first person to mix up Sidney Sweeney and Luis Angel.
Yeah, I always draw the line there.
Right, all right, go ahead.
But this was all the way back at the beginning of the baseball season, and he was a big Luis Angel Acuna guy. And so I asked him a very interesting direct question. I said, Tommy, if Luis Angel Acuna and his career turns out to be that of Kike Hernandez, would you sign for it? Now, I think this is the perfect time to play it because Kike Hernandez, again,
right,
contributes to the Los Angeles Dodgers winning a World Series.
Right.
Even the little things, right? Like him, he was the one who waved at the center fielder to say it got stuck underneath the fence.
Right.
So let's listen to Tommy's answer to that question. Very simple. Hey, Tommy, would you be okay with Luis Angel Acuna having the same career as Kike Hernandez? If I told you right now, would you sign for Kike Hernandez's career for Luis Angel Acuna, what would your answer be?
I think I'm going to give the same answer that BT gave. I expect more, but I do think winning championship teams need the David Ecksteins, the Kike Hernandez, the guys that are hitting, you know, sixth or seventh, eighth in the lineup, but are really like three hitters when it comes to the postseason and get those big hits.
Right.
So I think the potential in his ceiling is higher than Kike, but if you have that kind of career where you're a winner and you get clutch hits with this type of roster, I'd love it. But I think he's better than
him. So the answer is no.
So the answer is no.
Okay. So he would not.
It's funny. Everything you said
was great.
Made it feel like you were going to say absolutely.
Right.
Yes, I will take Kike Hernandez's career for Acuna. Like, that's what it felt like.
And then he said no.
And then you said no.
So
what the hell?
Do we add that to the list of things that positive Tommy has gotten wrong?
That's kind of a mind twist, Tommy.
Well, I think it was the perfect example of being drunk with positivity there. And I wanted to shoot higher than perhaps what Acuña's, you know, actually is. And then when I was watching Kike again in the World Series, I'm like, bro, I'm an idiot that I said that. Because first of all, who wouldn't want a Kike Hernandez on their team? And that's really what Acuña is sort of developing into, that, you know, Swiss Army knife guy that could do a lot of stuff. So I was wrong on that one. I'm not going to skip the podium. I was completely wrong. I would sign for that in a second. I'll give you another thing too, Ozzy, if you're listening. Because I think of Ozzy now every time I see this, and he's right about this. Rick Brunson was supposed to be demoted, take on a lesser role. He was sitting right next to Mike Brown last night. Right next to him. You know what I mean? So this idea
is that every night? I
haven't been. I will dial in now, but last night I saw him sitting right next
to
Mike Brown.
What you're saying is Ozzy's right.
No, he's not right. I mean, because he's taking. No,
well, maybe somebody took his seat.
Exactly. I don't think it matters where they sit. My point is that he's sitting right next to the coach, and there's this, you know, fan fiction from haters of the Knicks that Rick Brunson is in Mike Brown's ear going, gotta do this, gotta do that, play my son more. I don't think that's happening, but he was sitting next to Mike Brown last night.
I do love Tiki saying maybe somebody took a seat like it's Thanksgiving dinner. The coaches have an order, right?
I don't know. I think they just kind of randomly sit out.
You never know. I don't know if that's how it works. I was thinking the other night, I miss coaches dressing up. I miss them looking like they're classy.
I agree. Tom Landry was my favorite.
And nowadays,
even though I hated him.
No, I get you.
Because he was a Cowboys
coach. Top hat, the jacket.
But he started as a Giants coach.
Yeah, of course. Vince Lombardi, too.
Yep.
But in the NBA, like, every coach dressed up like they were going out to a fancy dinner, and the pandemic changed it. Coming out of the pandemic, everyone's in these sweatpants now. And it's like, what are we doing?
Was it really?
Yes.
Yeah. They went very casual in the bubble, and they came out of it even more casual.
I don't remember what coaches wore now before.
Oh,
dude. 9/11.
So look at Google.
I mean, not 9/11, 2020.
Google Pat Riley.
That's all you need to say. Obviously, he was...
But that, like, he's the best example of
it. Of course, but I always felt like he was an outlier.
Tom Thibodeau.
Everybody else did this?
Tom Thibodeau in Chicago.
Outside of New York?
Yes, Tom Thibodeau in Chicago. I mean, Tom Thibodeau, we love him. He's a slob, right? That was kind of mean. Let me take that back. He's, he's like Sean.
Frumpy.
He's frumpy.
Yes.
And
wait a minute, I just called myself frumpy.
Yeah. And he would wear a suit and tie. And after the pandemic, and I knew it at the time. I think we all knew it. Joe called it. He's like, you know, they're never going back now to being classy. I'm telling you right now, bro. And he was right. Because once everyone got comfortable wearing their jumpsuits,
right,
that was it.
Well, they made the jumpsuits nicer, too.
They did. And they do look so comfortable, I must admit.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.